Welcome back to Recovery Coast to Coast, America's nightly voice for recovery. Neil Scott here till midnight tonight. In this segment, visiting with the center fielder from the Texas Rangers, Josh Hamilton, a guy who is in long-term recovery, who certainly went down to the bottom and has worked his way up. Josh Hamilton, welcome to Recovery Coast to Coast.
Thanks for having me.
Talk about how bad it got for you and where the bottom came.
Let me see. In June of 05, me and my wife separated for about 3 months. So it was at July, August, September. And, you know, I started out with cocaine and then I ended up with crack, smoking crack. So it got real bad real quick. And, you know, I actually moved in with my grandmother and, you know, that was the bottom for me when I showed up at her door at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I weighed 235 pounds. I weighed 180 pounds.
You were out of baseball for 3 years. Prior to that, did anyone try to intervene for you and try to get you into treatment?
Yeah, well, I went to 8 treatment centers. You know, and then, you know, all it was good information to have, you know, 12 steps, you know, go to your meetings, get a sponsor, you know, work the steps, all that stuff. But it basically comes down to, you know, when you're ready to do it and when you want to do it. You got to want to do it for yourself before it'll work for you.
Can't do it for family, can't do it for baseball, got to do it for Josh.
Absolutely not. And it took me a while to figure it out because my first 3 or 4 rehabs, I was trying to do it for everybody else but myself. And that didn't work.
Josh Hamilton joining us for a few moments on Recovery Coast to Coast. Let's go back, Josh, to October 5th in 2005. What happened on that day?
You know, I'd heard it from so many people that loved me that, you know, they hated seeing me like that, and I was killing myself, you know, killing them by making them worry so much, you know, and just always heard, you know, what did we do wrong, and, you know, just everybody that loved me. But this particular night, my grandmother, she knew I'd been using a couple times at her house, and she confronted me about it, and, you know, for some reason God opened my heart that night because the same thing I'd heard for, you know, so many years before that, but, you know, seeing her and seeing her eyes, you know, her swelling up with tears and just coming from her heart, you know, it just really sank in at night.
Was that a moment of clarity for you?
It was. And when it shouldn't have been a moment of clarity, I wasn't clear in the head. But, you know, in my heart, you know, it was, you know, those words really spoke to me.
Now, when you first did your first line, was also the same day that you first used alcohol. That's kind of unusual.
Yeah, it was one of those things that, you know, I talk to people and talk to kids, you know, it's about people, places, and things, you know. And I was hanging around these guys for a while and wasn't doing what they were doing, but eventually you're going to end up doing what they're doing. So it was one of those things where I tried, had my first drink, you know, and, you know, they laid out a line of coke and, you know, asked them what it did and how it made you feel, and then I tried it.
Josh Hamilton joining us tonight on Recovery Coast to Coast, number one pick in 1999, had everything in front of him. And just as addiction is progressive in a destructive sense, recovery is progressive in a positive sense. Talk about your recovery today, over 2 years after you found your way into recovery.
Well, it's an amazing thing. You know, it's all about what kind of support system you have and, you know, really picking up the phone when you need to pick up the phone. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you need a higher power and, you know, something greater than yourself. For me, it's Jesus Christ. You know, for other people, it can be the groups. It can be, you know, many other things. But, you know, you start off with that. And, you know, what's worked for me is, my relationship with God and, you know, really having my family there, all the time and taking those little, precautionary things as far as, you know, carrying money around and, you know, just all the little things, you know, staying away from places you shouldn't be at, you know, to get you really going in the right direction. So that's the way I focus on it today.
Which for a Major League Baseball player is easier said than done. You're on the road. There's a lot of temptation. What about compulsions to use now? Do you find yourself in those situations?
You know, the more time you get, the easier it is. You know, every once in a while I still have a dream, you know, that I use. A lot of times I take 3 drug tests a week. So a lot of times in my dream, the drugs will be there and the pee guy will be there. So I have that choice.
Let me ask you this, Josh. Who's been the most significant person in your recovery?
You know, I have to say probably my wife. You know, she's she's the type of girl that I needed. You know, she's stubborn. She don't put up with any mess. And she's always cautious about things. She wants to make sure that, you know, I'm taken care of the way I need to be taken care of. So, and, you know, of course, the majority of support I get is from my relationship with God. So those two things are the biggest factors.
You were out of baseball for 3 years. Was baseball helpful at all in terms of trying to get you help?
They were, you know, but before the suspensions took place. But after, you know, they tried to get me, you know, treatment centers, stuff like that, which they did. And, you know, after I got suspended, it was kind of, you know, when you're ready to do it, you do it and get back to us.
Recovery is a process. What is it like for you today?
You know, it's not, it's a daily thing as far as, you know, making good choices. And, you know, like you said, there's temptations, you know, always out there. But, you know, I surround myself with the people I know who care about me, you know, and they'll guide me in the right direction. Every day is a little bit easier.
You were the American League Player of the Month during the month of April, then went into a little bit of a slump. How do you deal with the ups and downs, the slumps in being in recovery?
Well, you know, it's baseball is baseball. You're going to be good sometimes. Sometimes you're going to be terrible. And, you know, it's just a big cycle. It goes back around. So, you know, if I'm living today and waking up and saying I'm going to be a responsible man, husband, father, you know, baseball is such a small thing on the list.
What's the reaction been from your teammates, from other guys in baseball?
It's been a good one. You know, last year was my first year, and I got a lot of positive feedback from other players, you know, wishing me well and, you know, saying they're proud of me. And same thing this spring training and, you know, seeing new teams this year for the first time. So it's kind of been the same way. And, you know, some of the guys say, you know, they know somebody's going through it or has gone through it, and they know it's not easy. And, you know, just wish me well and tell me to keep going.
What do you say to kids out there who may be struggling, maybe today where you were back a few years ago?
Well, what I tell them all the time is, you know, it's all about choices. What am I going to do today to, like I said, be a responsible person? You know, you can't have fun without using drugs and alcohol. And, you know, it's about staying away from those places you shouldn't be at, and you know, really taking the steps to do the right things. And you know, if you got any question in your mind at all, should I or shouldn't I do this, you probably shouldn't.
Josh Hamilton joining us on Recovery Coast to Coast.